Speak Your Truth podcast. It's about being real. It's about sharing real stories. It's about sharing our truth. These are the stories of the people of the city of Milwaukee and beyond. This is Speak Your Truth Podcast.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Truth Podcast. I'm getting my hair on today, so if you see me, you know, on the live, it's like, why you got them glasses on? It's the winter. I just want to be her today, so... Right. I just want to be her. All right. Maybe I done been through some damage. All right. But anywho, this is a very special episode. I'm holding it down today. I don't have the guys here, and I have three special guests here with me today. We are all talking about Black women in business, and we're going to dispel a few myths. We're going to talk about some challenges, some triumphs, some everything. So I have three beautiful Black women here with me, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we're just going to dive right into this topic because we don't have B or Drew here interrupting and holding us back. So I'm going to start right here to my immediate right.
Hello.
Hey.
I am Mia. I am the owner of Blossoming Motherhood Doula Services, and I'm also the owner of the Bloom Room Massage and Spa. And then up next is Cosmic Blackness Facial and Skin, so nourishing oils. So that's me.
So we're going to come back to you because I'm pretty sure there are some people out there who don't know what a doula is. So we're going to come back
absolutely.
To you.
Yep.
Let's go right here.
I am Laquita. I am former owner of Dainty Blue Nail Suites, kind of closed down due to COVID.
Yeah.
And so now I am the owner of Ball and Mom Sports Apparel.
Ooh.
My name is Fiona. Everybody calls me Fee. I am owner of Peyton's Creations. It's a bunch of custom crafts. So that's
nice.
Me.
Nice. So, and then you all know me, Alicia. I have too many nicknames now. Sorry, Alicia with two L's. But most recently, most of you may know me by my alter ego, Vanity. So, Vanity Cosmetics Lipwear is what I own. That's why, hence the black lips, you know, definitely.
Right.
Check out Rogue at the car. ShopVanityCosmetics.com. Get your V-Day looks together. But we're here today talking about Black women in business. And one of the things that I have another show and I talk about just kind of like things that women experience in their 30s, like starting careers at 30, like leaving the workforce in their 30s, 40s. And one of the things that I want to dive into, and we'll definitely let Mia get back to telling us what a doula is, but how do you feel about the idea collaboration over competition when it comes to Black women in business? And anyone can take that question. I'm digging deep already.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I can say that I've been blessed that I've had women willing to guide me in the right direction, answer questions, but I know that's not always the case.
Right.
Some people feel like if I help you get on, then you're going to take business from me, when in reality, it's enough for everybody out here. Mm-hmm. But I've been, like I said, I personally have been blessed that people who've given me like, hey, you should do this, or you should try this, or, you know, just giving me different outlets. So in my case, I've been blessed, but I do know that's not always the case.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay.
I can piggyback off that. I have been blessed also. I always have kept my circle small, but when it comes to support, especially when you're trying to step out on your own, support is critical. So those like the naysayers, oh, you shouldn't do that, or the ones who don't fully support you, you got to get those people out your circle because they can be your downfall, or they can have you reflect, you know, they'll reflect their insecurities on you, and then you're looking like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. So again, I have been blessed with a crucial girl circle. My friends are dope, I always say it. Every last one of them are entrepreneurs or beginning to be in the entrepreneur world, and that's critical too because they understand my mindset, they mm-hmm. understand where I'm going, they understand like having your kids at meetings and things like that. So yeah, The competition, though, like you were saying, I've heard some outlandish stories, and I'm like, damn, like, why can't we collaborate? We go so much further when we collaborate. I just don't understand it. But there's stories about, you know, people.
I think it's a part of that circle thing that you said, though, like, if somebody is in your circle doing the same thing, and not even necessarily your personal circle, just, hey, I know you from high school, and I know you from college, and you selling lipstick, and you selling, and I'm trying, I can't even tell you about my supplier. I can't even tell you.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's just the matter of, like, that what's that saying? Everybody in Milwaukee know each other. Mm-hmm. So if I'm selling this, I don't need you to be selling it, because everybody know everybody. And so I think if they feel like it limits their customer base.
Yeah.
And I also think that's kind of thinking for me, like, a little bit, you know, small-minded. Like, I don't want to just serve Milwaukee. I want to serve everywhere. I want you to be international. Like, you know, even if we don't have to work together on a project together, we can still work together, together but separately. Like, you still do your thing. I can help you and get you to where you need to be, but I don't have to, you know, say I'm helping you or put my name out there with yours and things like that. And I think, I don't understand why women can't be that. I've been on both sides of the fence with it, having people that support me, and there's people that I've reached out that does the same thing as me, that I've asked, you know, just, you know, questions about, like, oh, how did you do this or how did you do that? And I wasn't getting any feedback. So I've been joining other groups and, you know, YouTube and stuff like that. When I feel like any questions I have or any questions anybody asks me, I'm willing to help, because it's not going to stop me. It's not going to stop my customer base. You know.
Now, me, see, I have a totally different philosophy about collaboration and competition. And I think that we live in a day and age where we are trying to bridge the gaps between Black women on all fronts. So, like, spiritual, being friendly, you know, being more accepting just of each other in general. But I don't think in business there's a space for collaboration. Now, hear me out. So I've taken a lot of business classes, you know, from our people. And then I've taken some with, like, white people. And, like, the philosophies are so different. Yes. And you would hear on this side, you know, like, business, you got to be a sharp. Like, because at the end of the day, these are your competitors. And no, I wouldn't do anything to tear another Black business down, but I'm not going to share exactly with you what I did to get to where I am, because I feel, and I say that, and I always use this analogy. You would never see Chick-fil-A teaching McDonald's their customer service trick, because at the end of the day, they're competitors. Now, if we come together, like if I come together with another lipstick company and say, hey, why don't we join together, you know, we can work on a project together, and then maybe we can donate the money, or maybe we can do like a dual collab or something like that. But I do, I don't look at the person per se as a competitor, more so your business. And this happened to me recently where there was, it's so funny you say high school. There's someone I went to high school with, and we were like kind of close, having, you know, conversations. She's like, yeah, I'll share my vendor. And I had no problem. See, I'm not that funny either. I'll share my vendor business or vendor list with you, because I'm like, your audience base may be different from my audience base. However, this person literally took videos and promo and marketing that I did and literally just copied it, and that kind of pissed me off. Like, that really pissed me off. But then I'm like, you know what, I didn't say nothing about it. I'm like, it is competition at the end of the day, and it's like, you can try to, you know, put the same recipe in there, but the sauce comes out different. So that's why I'm a little bit more like, collaborating is cool, but you still my competitor at the end of the day, like, if that makes sense.
I feel you. And I think sometimes you don't have to share, like, ingredient for ingredient.
Yeah.
But if I'm just like, if I was like, for instance, for me, it was like, I was super nervous about working with vinyl. Mm-hmm. Like, so much so that I had it, and I just was like, good. I'm not even about to touch it, you know? But then I had somebody was like, it's okay. Like, you're going to make mistakes. Try this.
Yeah.
Try this first. Like, she didn't tell me exactly everything she did, but she was like, this is, you're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Or start with this first, then work your way to this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just feel like even little tidbits like that, some people are like iffy about.
Yeah.
Because it's like, girl,
yeah.
It's so many people that want shirts. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And
yeah.
Like, I'm just staying in my lane. I just want to focused on sports moms for mom life. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make the family reunion shirt. Yeah. I'm not trying to make the business shirt. You know,
you found something.
So
yeah.
It's like, it's so many avenues. And I think we just do ourselves a disservice with not wanting to help people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to, like, I ain't got to take you by the hand. Like, right. Okay, girl, take this right here. But, you know, like she said, she reached out, like, okay, what? Maybe it's like, what glue worked best with these stones? Like, you can tell me that and not feel like I'm going to take your customer.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, just little stuff like that people don't even want to tell you.
Yeah, that is true. Now, coming back to Mia, tell us, just in case some of the listeners don't know, what is a doula?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you the short version, then I'm going to tell you the good shit, like what we really do. Mm-hmm. So technically, dictionary term, a doula is a birthing coach, essentially. We are there pre-labor, in labor, and then postpartumly, and then sometimes beyond. Now, that's just simple. But I've been a domestic violence counselor. Mm. I've been that pull up, I'm about to beat somebody's ass. I've been the shoulder to cry on. I've been the mom. I've been the sister, the cousin. I've been everything under the sun. So I was just about to write a post about this too, because I'm dealing with some teenagers now or some women who have had kids that I've doula for. And it's kind of like, okay, girl, I'm about to pull up, like, or where you been at? Like, I don't talk to them how, like, the technical term medulla is, because I'm so much beyond that. Some of these cases, they don't talk to nobody else but me. And you have to hold that accountable on yourself. Like, you have to be responsible if you're going to take this role on. And for people who are going to be a doula, you have to know that, because I've known a lot of people where I'm like, okay, like, yeah, you a doula, like, that's great, and they think it stops at the birth.
Right.
No, you're gonna get so many people that are being attached to you, so many babies that you are attached to, and so many roles that you're gonna have to be in. So you have to think critically if you're gonna get in this role, and you have to know what responsibilities you hold during this role, because it's a lot. It's a ton. There are days where I'm like crying to 2 o'clock with somebody, or I can't go to work because, you know, I'm trying to calm her down. I'm trying to stop a suicidal attempt. I'm trying to make sure the baby is good, or all of this. So technically I'm a birthing coach,
right?
But I'm so much more than that.
Wow, thank you. Like, I didn't even know that it went that deep either.
Man, listen.
So what are some things, so with you being Black women in business and being successful in your business, what are some things that you wish Black businesses would start doing more or stop doing?
I wish, for me, for the stop doing, I think it would be like just bashing each other. I think that it can be a personal conversation sometimes between two people, but instead a lot of people take everything to social media and like put everything out there. Mm-hmm. But we don't bash McDonald's when they mess our food up. We don't, another place when we go home and buy some jeans and they ripped. We still go back and shop with them. But for some reason, we just want to like bash each other when it doesn't go. And I think that it could be just be, you know, we're human, we make mistakes, we're not going to be perfect, we just need to be able to be there. You know, I didn't like how this went. I hope if they have good customer service, they're gonna try to do what they can to fix the issue. But I see that a lot, and I think that that's something that as a whole community, as Black people, we can work better on that.
I agree.
I also think, like, stop looking for the discount.
Okay.
Like, you don't go to Macy's and be like, can I get this polo shirt for, you know, and I get it, like, because I grew in this, you know, like, as I was younger, I'm like, that's my friend, you should give me, you know, but then it's like, no, you don't know how much time, effort, finances, like, I ain't got no business loan. I started this out my own everyday paycheck.
Right.
You know, and you don't look for discounts when you go to other people, but it's because I know you. I want a discount.
People feel obligated.
Yeah, people feel obligated, and you just don't know. Like, entrepreneurship is hard.
Yes.
It is hard. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. I mean, we're all here today because we're mompreneurs. Like, I'm literally trying to press a shirt with a one-year-old, a four-year-old, and an 11-year-old running around the basement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got this order, and I need to get it done. So it's like, think about that when you're trying to ask for a discount. Like, ma'am, I had to go to the store. I had to make this. I don't work 8 hours.
Yeah.
I don't cook clean. And I got to work, you know. And I just think so that being an entrepreneur has humbled me a lot, though, too. Far as like I said, the past, you may be like, that's my cousin. Why she can't give me no discount? But like, no, this her blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. This her side. This her maybe only job. I know we were just talking before how you said you left your 9 to 5. So this is my means. I can't afford to give you a $5, $10 off. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And you wouldn't ask nobody else that.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say one of the things that I just wish more. Because I mean, COVID-19 definitely forced, which is could be good or bad depending on which side of the lens you're looking through, but put a lot of people into starting their own businesses. So there are a lot of entrepreneurs that were birthed out of COVID-19, but I'm so big on customer service. Oh, yes. My goodness. Now, professionalism in my eyes is subjective to who it is. Because mm-hmm. it's like, I don't care if you have long nails. I don't care if you popping gum, whatever. It's like, can you support me and get me what I need when I have an issue? I didn't want to go here. I'm not bashing. But some of my hairstylist friends, like just that whole realm of texting to book, that really annoys me. I'm like, I want to get to a site. And then just if there's an issue, it's like, well, okay, well, what you want me to do? And I'm like, whoa, like, dang, like, you know, so I really wish people were more just kind of customer centered and customer focused. And that could be me because I came from a hospitality background.
I think those Same. Who,
you did too.
Those who are like that, to be kind of in lame terms, they really don't give a fuck about their business, because if you do give a care about your business, you're going to be on point. You're going to try to be on point. Yes, we all have our days, but if this what's paying your bills, mm-hmm. you're going to be like that. Those people who don't really like the texting or the what do you want me to do or have attitudes mm-hmm. all the time. Those people who they probably just doing this as a side hustle.
Right.
So I don't even count those people, to be honest. Like you trying to get their baby girl, but I don't want to put them in the circle with us that are hungry, are trying to like really make something of this.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
People need to just put themselves in their customer position. Like when I was doing nails, if somebody nail was messed up, I ain't gonna be like, well, you gotta pay me $5 to fix that. Like, no, like it chips. Okay, let me fix. Now if you come to me 3-4 weeks later, that's different. But if you have a chip like the next day or within that like 2 weeks, then okay, let's schedule a time where you can come back in. But people be like, no, well, you did something after you left. Like,
yeah,
how do you feel when you pay for something?
Yeah, and then so and anybody can like feel this too, is another one of the things that I would like for people to stop doing to us. Like we have kids, we're mompreneurs, we're entrepreneurs, and we have to pay for everything. Envelopes, shipping, mm-hmm. thank you cards, marketing, all of that does not pay for itself. And I really want you all as our consumers to stop undermining the systems that we put in place. So this means I have a beautiful brand new website. I had to return about 6 Cash Apps the other day. Like I just launched the sale on Monday and I'm getting these Cash Apps like, oh, let me get the red and let me get this. And I'm mm-hmm. like, no. You could go to shopvanitycosmetics.com and get it. And I don't want to pay for shipping. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Like that. These are the systems that I have in place. Like, can you? And I think it's just because like we're local and people have so much access to us. They feel like it was like, well, I don't get paid till Friday. Okay, well, I can't. I'm not finna hold it. I'm not finna take it off. And like, this is a business. Like, has anyone ever did that to y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been in that situation. currently still in
That's
it.
That's right, Mimi.
Someone who has been like a really great customer, they had bought some things and they didn't have all their money. So I was like, oh, you know, just give it to me because I trusted them. You mm-hmm. spent so much money for me. So what you're asking me to do, isn't really that big of a deal right now.
Right.
But then it became a big deal because I'm still not paid. And so that just like, it's just like customer service is a thing, but also customer service.
Right.
Yes.
Because and I see, let me take these off and start. So I see Mimi chiming in saying, yes, we're local. People have access to on social media instead.
It does. Even like you said, you pay for a whole website. I pay for a whole website.
$30 a month.
I gotta keep track of my taxes. My husband be on me like, so what's your income looking like?
Yes.
And so if I ask you to go to the site.
Yeah.
Like it's different if we had a pop-up shop or something and I need to, you know, I can use Cash App, but generally speaking, like, yeah, I don't mind you reaching out and asking me questions so that you're making sure that you order in properly.
Right, that's okay.
That's okay. But be okay. Like, I did have somebody that reached out to me like, oh, I'm going to order through the site, but can you tell me? And I appreciated that. She's like, I'm going to make sure I order through the site, but I wanted to make sure I know what I'm ordering or how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's there for accountability too. Like,
true.
We got to report this stuff. This ain't just I'm selling this out the trunk of my car. Like,
thank you.
This is an LLC. Like, I paid for that.
Yeah.
You know, I had to pay for my seller's permit. I had to pay for that stuff. So, we just like your 9 to 5, they take taxes. We got to report on our taxes.
And Jamie said, I think what happens is people forget that, you know, without the customer, there is no business. And it's like, yeah, we do value customers, but then it's like, sometimes the customers be pushing it. Like, for example, do any of you have a kind of like, so those of you who kind of like sell products, not services yet, but products, do you have like a no return, no exchange? Like, what are your policies in terms of like terms of service?
It depends. If it's customized, no. But obviously, if it's something that, you know, you wash it.
Yeah.
Time and something, like, I'm going to do it over. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. But it's like, but it's very clear. That's why you should go to the website.
Yeah.
It's very clear. The return policies, the, you know, customization, things like that. And so I put it out there once so that you know before you order. I don't want you to order it and be like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. So it's not even just being pushy as to like, you must use the website. I'm okay with still charging you through Square so
yeah.
I can report to my taxes.
Right.
But it's also there for the consumer, for you to know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look at that. Mimi hit the nail on the head. They order from Amazon 24/7, but act like they don't have debit cards for us. Then don't want to order from a site and want everything to be cash or Cash App. Yes. Thank you. Like, we do have taxes. Some of us pay taxes 4 times a year. All right. Like, we have to keep track of that stuff. What about you? Have you had any customers take issue with a refund, no refund policy or no exchange policy?
Yes, I do all custom items.
Okay.
So it's custom to obviously what the customer wants. So I don't have any resale value on that. Nobody's going to buy something with a picture of somebody else on it. So that's definitely a no refund policy. Now, if it was something on my end or my part that I feel, I'll definitely have no problem remaking it for you. I've definitely, like I said, we're human, so we definitely do make mistakes.
Yeah.
So I don't have any problem in that aspect making things over, but I definitely have a no refund and no exchange policy.
Yeah.
I do let my customers know that up front.
Okay. So the three I know, right? The three of you, what are some of the hardest just being an entrepreneur? Because you do it all. You're the HR, you're the accounts payable, accounts receivable, you do everything. How do you manage your time with having kids or a child? If you have just one, multiple, how are you managing your time? Like, when do you get your work done? Look, all y'all like, look, what is that? What is time?
Yeah. I'm very blessed to have a great village of people.
Yes.
And a great co-parent relationship. So the early part of the week, I don't have my son, but I still work my regular job.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I do have him, I'm trying to, you know, stay up late, work third shift, and, you know, get my stuff done during the nighttime where he might be asleep or early in the morning. But when I get out of bed, he getting out of bed with me. So it's like, you just got to figure it out. It's not always easy. But like I said, I'm very blessed to have a village of people that are willing to help out with my son. So that makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
But as you can see right now, he's here. So
okay, and we understand. I'm like, I totally
don't
understand.
Stop. Now, regardless if he's with me or not with me, like, it's still me being a mom because I'm doing everything that I'm doing for me to have for him so that I could leave something behind for him.
Yeah. Yeah. What about y'all?
I think for me, so I try to, okay, so, and Thomas probably, this is probably why he reached out to me. Not only am I a sports mom, my husband coaches as well, as okay. well as his 9-to-5. So my life is very color coded.
Okay.
I have, it's very scheduled. Mm-hmm. It's very, hey, this is your line, this is your color. So I really try to, on my website, I say, give me 7 to 10 days.
Right.
Because I know at some point, even with our busy schedule, I can probably get up on a Saturday morning and just knock them out.
Right.
You know, I'll try to do the design piece throughout the week. So then, like, the printing and pressing just literally takes a couple hours, mm-hmm. you know, depending on how many orders I have. So I have tried to designate, like, get up before everybody else in the house is up mm-hmm. so that I can get it done that way, too. Like she said, I have a village. I'm not a single mom, so I have a husband in house, but like I said, my life is busy. Like, this is the whole reason why this was birthed, sports, mom,
yeah.
apparel. So, like, somebody got a game, somebody got a tournament, somebody got a workout, somebody got a practice. I'm a teacher by trade. I got lesson plans. I got grades.
Yeah.
You know, I got 3. I have 1, 4, and 11. So, you wow. know, it's definitely a balancing act. But I'm so thankful that I did when I was making it in my head, like I gave myself some grace in it. So they yeah. know that it can take 7 to 10 days. If it's something custom that I have to order, hey, it may take me 2 weeks. One, because I may work for materials, but two, I have to look at my week
yeah.
and see what that looks like. And so when I was building that on the website, I gave myself some grace, period, knowing that once I can actually do it, it's done. But it may be some things that happen in between that mm-hmm. may push it back. And so I don't want you to think like, oh, I ordered today, so I'm about to get it on Wednesday.
Right.
like, you know, if I can do it, I'll
at least I'm to order. I remember. Yes, I remember he told me that.
And, I appreciate it. And I apologize. Like, things came up.
So. Don't apologize. No.
But he did. He definitely blew me, because I was like, and I told him, I said, I got to look at the calendar.
Yeah.
Like, I tell everybody, I have to look at the calendar. That was something that before we even had kids, my husband was a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an argument early on in our relationship because I did not know what his schedule looked
yeah.
like. So we had to come to like a, it's literally you walk in my kitchen and it's a whiteboard. And everybody has a color.
Mm.
So I know if my 11-year-old has practice, he's blue. My husband is orange. So I can literally look at the schedule and see what's going on.
Wow.
And so that's why I told Tom, like, I got to look at the calendar. Okay, let me see. Okay, he got a game. Let me figure this out. Like, even tonight, my husband has a game. But thank God for the village. My sister-in-law came over
yeah.
to watch them. You know, I fed them. Hey, all you got to do is put them in the bed.
Yep.
So thank God for the village. But I do try, because I know mompreneurs, we can get burnt out. And so I do mm-hmm. try to dedicate a time that's strictly to work on my business. So like okay. I said, if we don't have a game or a tournament, I'm going to get up Saturday morning before
and
everybody
yeah.
is up. So that too, my husband, he'll hold the kids down for a while, make breakfast. So then by the time they really up and moving and grooving, I'm mm-hmm. done.
Right, yeah.
What I need you, that. Okay. The board, the whole thing.
Dude, listen. So I am a fully single mom. My child's father is not in her life right now, physically or financially. So I hold everything down. So listen, when I say baby girl be in there wiping down tables, mopping mm-hmm. floors, that's what we got to do. We be going from virtual learning at the house, going to the clinic, and mm-hmm. then back home. That's what we got to do. Or sometimes she'll be with me with doula meetings. Sometimes right. she'll be with me. That's why I'm like understanding that I am a mom. And to be honest, I don't have time for extra shit.
Yeah.
So it's like we down to business. We take care of it. And then baby girl gonna be here. I'm gonna give her my phone, some snacks. She's gonna be good. But she has to be with me. There's no other options right now. She has to be with me. On special occasions, so like if I have a birth or yeah. I have something that's longer, mm-hmm. I do have a village, but it's very limited. So it's all on me. And that is stressful within itself because she's a kid.
Yeah.
She doesn't fully understand like why we got to work these long hours. Sometimes we'll be at the clinic from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And she's like, dude, mama, this ain't working. Like, and she'll be crabby, and I have to understand that too.
Right.
But I try to teach her that this is our job. Like, yeah. this is what mama has to do. Like, I don't have another job like I did before. This mm-hmm. is me right now. Yeah. So I'll try to bear with you as you try to bear with me. So like we do, I give her breaks to play outside, or mm-hmm. I'll give her, you know, snacks, and I'll have food at the clinic delivered, whatever.
Yeah.
So that we can get this together. She's getting to it, but still she's a kid.
Yeah.
But it's very stressful. It can wow. be very stressful, especially when you have it all on yourself. My circle is very limited. Okay. At this time.
Yeah, and it is tough. It's already we are against so many odds just being Black women in businesses and then being moms in business. And I saw Mimi's comment earlier. I'm trying to get like Mimi where my business runs itself. So I'm fairly new to the business game. So I'm definitely yes. trying to get
Come
sales
on,
up. Right, boost sales up. Trying to boost them all up. So then we are winding down on our time. First and foremost, like, okay, we got a question for the producer.
So, with y'all being mom entrepreneurs and whatnot, y'all already said y'all have a hard time having just me time. How do y'all still date?
Oh, Lord.
With you being married, do y'all even attempt date night?
Absolutely. Mm. We have date night once a week. Thank God to the village.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, yes. That's what I'm looking for.
We try to, you know, pending his schedule.
Pinning yeah. the colors on the board.
Y'all got to schedule it in there.
It is definitely scheduled. So my one-year-old, my mother-in-law comes over twice a week to watch her. So on the days that she's there, mm-hmm. she'll be like, go have date night.
Aww.
And so we'll just like go somewhere like really quick. I love going to the bar. I love bar food. Yes.
Shout out bar to chicken bar for the win.
And so we'll just go there while my son is at practice. Yeah. That gives us an hour and a half to 2 hours.
See, that's nice.
You just got to squeeze it in when you can.
But I am very big on, because I did take this role on, that mm-hmm. I still have to be mom. I still have to be wife.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of the planning as far as like date nights, because okay. I know mm-hmm. he'll probably be like, oh, I know she. So I'll be like, yeah. I still need to spend time with my husband. So I try to make sure that we get, it's going to sound bad, get it in, not get it in, literally. But I mean, that too, that sometimes, you know. But to make sure, you know, we get that time alone, because we both do have a lot going on.
Yeah. See, and for me, I am someone, I was single mom for my son. He's 6. So for the first 5 years of his life, it was just me and him, ride or die. And there have been times where I've had to call into work because I literally just did not have a babysitter. There have been times where I had to go to work on the weekends and I would have to sneak him to work. Like, it was difficult. Uh-huh. But now that I've been dating someone for the last year now, and we're finally getting to the point. I know, right? It was super secret. Like, nobody knew. And I'm saying, people keep asking, who? And I'm like, I don't need to know.
Exactly. I keep them on the low. Really
well.
But social media.
Right. I have single moms. Syndrome, I guess you could call it that, where I had to get used to someone like, oh, well, I'll pick him up, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. And I'm like, sure, you did. Like, it just felt weird for me mm-hmm. to not have the reins on everything. So that has been a breather. And I try to, I obsess about my business, and I know I need to stop, but I'm up late at night, so usually like when my son goes to bed, I'll light me up one and like just really focus, and I write everything in this book. Anything I want to accomplish, do, manifest, it gets written literally in this book. So that's sometimes I wake up on my sleep and I write. So hopefully that answers the question. But
about you,
he said, where?
Y'all ready for this story? I think the biggest thing is, if I make time for you, take it. Because if you sleep on that, that's it. Like, because I take my time very precious. It's like I said, it's very hard to find a babysitter nowadays, especially for me. So if I'm making time and say, okay, you know, I got somebody to keep the kids.
I'm like, she said she had one, but
if
you're trying to tell us something, just say it.
Wait a minute.
No.
Right.
You've been in a little bit now.
Take it out.
Let me put my glasses on that note.
But yeah, just take that time. And then just know I'm not going to always be available and that you're coming into my world too, so that how I am now, I'm not going to change for you. Otherwise, like, can you supplement the money that I'm going to be missing if you want me to take off a day? Like them drug dealers say, like, okay, let me pay for your day off, baby.
Okay.
Like, are you going to do that for me? If not, no. Like, I can set a time for you. If you miss that, then, bro, that's all your fault. And that's how I move nowadays. Some people hate it. Like, yeah, they be like, you approved now. Mm. You don't have time. You too independent. And I just be like, well, you're not for me.
Wow, and too independent.
I just keep moving forward because if you understand my lifestyle, mm-hmm, if you're, and then also I feel like dating another entrepreneur, mm-hmm, will be my balance because we know each other's schedules, or somebody who is as busy as me and have the goals as me, because anybody else, oh, I just got off of work. Well, I got to get my baby to bed. I still got shit to do. I still got this and this and that. I ain't gonna be able to talk to you till like midnight. Want to be asleep. Well, bro, that's my life. So, yeah.
About you?
So we touched on this a little bit before the show. For me, dating, I am like taking a break from it. I had a relationship last year, mm-hmm, a situationship more so. But for me, I'm taking a break from it. And now since I made a choice to be abstinent and abstain from sex, that's really taken a lot off the table for guys, mm-hmm, since I put that out there.
Yes.
So now it makes my selections very slim. Mm-hmm. So I will be going to an event on Saturday. So we'll see how it goes.
Yay. I love that. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank the three of you for joining me here today. We're the hand clap tone. So we are going to wrap up with the Talk Your Shit segment. So I'll show you how it's done. So I count to three. So it's usually like 1, 2, 3, and then it's like talk your shit, and then we go to the person. So I'll start. So Tony, you go clap too.
No.
Anyway, it's 1, 2, 3.
Talk your shit.
Yep, just like that. So my talk your shit this year, y'all. I mean, Tone has known me for about 2 years now, and I've been single for both of those years, except this year. And Mimi is plugging Comer's Candy Closet right there, since you are celibate. Yay. And you know, still gotta take care of yourself. So
she knows I told her I was trying to abstain from self.
Oh, okay.
To clear my head. But when I do, I got you. I'm gonna keep get sharing your stuff until then. I got yes, one already,
I'm just saying, get a rose, make sure you hit her up for some penis lipstick. So you know I'm all about those. So hit Mimi up. Yes, the dick stick. So I'm real giddy this year. I'm not even gonna lie, I've become one of those people I hate, but I'm super excited about Valentine's Day.
Yes. Don't
my boyfriend.
You said what?
My boyfriend us today.
I'm not. First of all, he's not a boyfriend. That's my man.
Yes.
He is a man. I'm just saying. He ain't no boy. That's no friend. This is a man. This is a partner. This is a man with good credit, a business, no kids, attentive. Like, I'm.
Yes. Girl.
No kids. Yes. No kids. 36 year old, all buff, chocolatey. Like,
yes.
Y'all gonna move out of state.
I'm really not, and one of the things I'm talking my shit because I've been really afraid to kind of share my happiness, because I used to be cynical, and I don't want my friends who are still, you know, single to think I'm better, or to think that I think they're desperate, or all of these things. So sometimes I'm afraid to just really share how happy I am. Like, I really am happy in my relationship. So I don't have any qualms. All niggas gonna cheat. And I'm like, I don't believe that. Like, I'm really, you know, like, we're in a good space. We communicate. We're partners. It's so grown up, and I wasn't used to that. Uh-huh. And I embrace it, and I manifested it. And I'm like, that Sierra prayer works, y'all. So that's the shit. That, and I'm telling y'all, I'm saying, I'm going to shut up in a second, but get y'all a book. When once I started becoming more spiritual and getting into my crystals and really like manifesting the life that I want, and people been calling me a witch and all of that, but now all you single, lonely ass bitches are going to be porn. No, I'm just
that's
playing.
Me.
I'm
that's
just
me.
Playing. I would never talk shit like that, but I'm just saying, like, yes, chakras, crystals, it yes, works. All of that stuff does work. I still do pray, so don't get me wrong. I still do believe in God, the Most High, but there are definitely other alternatives that I have benefited from, and it definitely has been showing up in my life in more ways than one. So that's my shit.
You can attract anything you
yes,
want.
Yes, yes. So I didn't mean that single lonely bitches. Oh my God, I'm not that girl. So anyone can go next, so you can definitely see how to talk your shit goes, so you can be funny. You can talk some shit if you really want to. Or end on a high note.
You can pass it.
Okay. You want to go next?
I'll go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Talk your shit.
So I am super excited because I stepped out and created this business. I didn't take any loans. I didn't take any handouts. I created this business. Though it is not, you know, you create stuff, you're like, oh yeah, it's a market for it. I definitely know it's a market
yes.
for it. It's not. It hasn't made it as big as I
it thought, will
but it will yes. and I'm okay because it's something yes. that I really love and I'm passionate about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't do this just because, like, this ain't my day-to-day. Maybe one day yeah. it will be, but I am super proud that, like, I am a person that was able to have two businesses in 2020, though that was like a year people don't like to talk about, but you know, I had my nail business and right. I am super, you know, talked about singleness, she talked about her happiness. I am super, super thankful that I have a husband that supports anything yes. I want to do, yes. regardless if it was a career change.
Rub
businesses.
Elbows with y'all.
Let me get some of this good juju. Yes.
Some of this good juju y'all got rubbing off.
When you was like, you know, people would be like, oh, you can't, I'm tired. You tired, like, it'd be me that'd be tired. My husband be like, no, you need to go ahead and knock those orders out.
Yes.
No, you good. You can do this. You want to be so, like, he is that push. When I kind of be like, oh, or if I'm, like, not really sharing stuff, like, he is that push. And then shout out to my cousin, Mimi. She was doing cakes, just Mimi cake design. But now she's...
yes, that's my cake girl.
Yes. But now she is doing, you know, facials and skincare.
Did you do that?
No.
Patient. Oh. Oh. And all of that good stuff. And so she has been like my entrepreneur mentor.
Yes.
So you have to have those people. So shout out to Meek Spa.
I gotta go get me a facial.
Yes, I will yes. be going to get a facial this weekend. So shout out
to
her.
Poor.
She so is poor. My mommy, not mommy, because she's not a mommy, but she has been, you know, she's been in the entrepreneur world for a minute. And so whenever I have a question, how do I do this? How do I get LLC? How do I market? Yeah. How do I do that? Like, she is
What's
that
your
person.
Last name?
Terrell.
Is your husband Brian?
Yes.
Oh my, I worked with Brian at NPS, and we used to complain about how we hated NPS. I see small world, because when you
world.
Said Mimi was your cousin, because I used to work with Aunt Terrell. So I'm like, oh, okay, Terrell. Okay.
Yes.
Look at that small world.
But it pays to have people, though, that are in the entrepreneur world. And like you said, sometimes it pays for them not to be in that same lane, like
yeah.
we talked about, because
yeah.
they're willing to help probably just a little bit more. Because to them, you're asking them about stuff that's going to, like, market. And
yeah.
how do you do this? How do I do this legally? What do
yeah.
I need to claim tax-wise? And so sometimes, you know, it pays to have entrepreneurs, not just, you know, mentors in your field,
true.
But being mentored by entrepreneurs of all different types, because
yeah.
they all mm-hmm. bring something different to the table that can ultimately help you.
Yeah, that yeah. is true. Definitely true.
All right, who's going next?
I'll go.
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Talk your shit.
Okay, so she said we can end it on any kind of note. I just want to end mine on a positive note. It's my first time doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
So
you
thank
came.
You, ladies. Shout out to Denise for asking me. So I just want to sit here and just manifest some things real
yes.
quick.
Yes.
Put it in the atmosphere.
Yes.
For all you ladies, I see your business is going to be doing very well.
Thank you.
Yes, we are about to just get it, receive it, yes. claim everything that we have coming our way. I know for me, my next step will be rebranding and a website, because mm-hmm. I'm working about, all about how people have access to me, mm-hmm. and I want to limit
I have
that.
Somebody that specializes in helping small businesses.
See, look at that. Look
okay,
at
see,
that.
Look, networking. That's what yes. the
yes. T. We're to networking Shazzy Design. Together. She did my website.
Ooh. Yes.
So.
I know I got a little
voice. I know. Just
so like she, her specialty is helping those small businesses wanting to get you.
Okay. Yes. So y'all, that my manifesto is gonna be my website this year. That's what we're working on, rebranding, yes. and I do a little bit of shipping, but trying to get like Mimi. She didn't ship like 40 some states or something like that. Like overseas. Yes. Like I'm trying to get like that. So I just want all you ladies' business to do good. And I just thank you for having all of us on the show today.
And we before we leave out of here, we got to make sure we follow everyone on our social media. But Mia, you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Talk your shit.
So in honor of Black History Month, just support. I'm super big on support with Black businesses. If you had issue with a Black business, try to mend that.
Yes.
And just like, what's your name? I'm sorry. I don't want to get
it. Oh, Fee.
Fee. Okay, Fee. Like she said, stop blasting each other and really support each other. Especially during this time, especially when everybody's trying to get a leg up on venturing out on our own and leaving the corporate America in the background a little bit.
Yeah.
So support. And it doesn't have to, even if I know it's during the pandemic, people are slim on money, but sharing, commenting, just word of mouth, those are also support mechanisms too. So
true. Yeah. And I just want to end this show just with a few resources. So if you are out there, if you're a mom out there, take a look at us. We have kids. We have husbands. We bring kids to our commitments with us because we are about that life. The business is going to go whether we have babysitters or not. So if you're out there wondering if you should start, let us be a testimony to stop playing with your potential and get started. The WIBIC offers free classes, free resources. I just signed up for a bunch of marketing classes today. If you're looking for finance and they can do that, definitely use your LinkedIn and try to use a lot of your networking. I've been talking to too many people, so many people. But when you're hungry, like you're going to get to those people and make those connections. Make sure that you follow all of us. I will make sure that I put everyone's social media information in the description for when you listen. But remember, always send us show ideas. Every Wednesday we do this 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The boys are going to be back next week, but always remember to speak your truth and talk your shit. Until next time, bye.